Unit 14. Speaking. Test task.
Now listen to a conversation between two students talking about a problem at the dormitory.
Hey, Caitlin, what's up? Why are you studying here in the kitchen?
Well, it's a bit difficult to study in my room right now. My roommate has some friends over.
Really? They should use the communal areas to hang out, not your room.
Well, I said it was okay last time, so maybe now they think it is okay every time.
Last time? You mean this happened more than once?
Yeah.
You gotta do something. It's not fair for you. Tell your roommate directly. You know, I can't study when you have friends over. Something like that.
Sure, but it's kind of difficult. I don't want to create a bad feeling between us. We have to live together for another 8 months.
That's understandable. But if you don't do anything, things might get worse. She might have friends coming over every evening.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, she's not a bad person or anything. You know, I like her a lot. She's kind and friendly. Maybe that's part of the problem. She's very friendly and has a lot of friends and wants to hang out with them all the time. I'm not so outgoing. I'm just happy with my small circle of friends.
Yeah, but I still think you've got to do something. It's your room, too. Another idea could be to speak to the resident assistant. You know her, Allison? She's very helpful. Last month, there was water leaking into our room from the ceiling, and she really helped us a lot.
That's an idea, but I don't want to go behind my roommate's back. She might feel betrayed or something like that.
Okay. I kind of understand. But Allison won't say anything to your roommate without your permission.
Right.
Look, I know Allison, so I could come with you to speak to her, give you some support. You can't just leave things as they are.
That's kind of you. Thanks. I'll think about it.